AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration found Harvard University failed to protect Jewish students from harassment, threatening to cut all federal funding from the Ivy League school if it fails to take action. A federal task force sent a letter to Harvard on Monday, finding the university violated civil rights laws requiring colleges to protect students from discrimination based on race or national origin. The Supreme Court is set to review a Republican appeal to end limits on how much political parties can spend in coordination with congressional and presidential candidates. After a weekend of setbacks, the Senate is back today racing to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the big bill extends tax relief to middle-class families and brings needed reforms to Medicaid.
It addresses military modernization. It addresses securing our border. It addresses restoring energy dominance. It extends tax relief for the American people so they can avoid a $4 trillion tax increase at the end of the year. And yes, it includes some savings associated with reforms that are made in a way that targets assistance from federal programs to where it was intended to go.
Republicans who have control over Congress have faced many challenges, including the sudden announcement that GOP Senator Tom Tillis will not run for re-election after opposing the package over its Medicaid health care cuts. Trump has set July 4th as his deadline. A man armed with a rifle started a wildfire in a northern Idaho mountain community, then began shooting first responders. Law enforcement officials told the AP the suspect has been identified as Wes Rowley. Authorities say two firefighters were killed and one was injured in the attack. The gunman was later found dead with a weapon nearby. The WNBA is expanding to 18 teams over the next 5 years. Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia will join by 2030. This is AP News. U.S. stocks are adding to their all-time high today. Damian Troisi has more.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Monday, adding to their records. The S&P 500 rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite also rose 0.2%. Both indexes closed at all-time highs on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. Stocks got a boost after Canada said it is resuming talks on trade with the United States. Canada is rescinding a planned tax on U.S. technology firms that had angered U.S. President Donald Trump. Markets fell in Europe and finished mixed in Asia. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Damian Troisi, New York.
Start your week with the latest by visiting us at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.